health information from experts, supported by research. From University of Utah Health, this is thescoperadio.com.
What is the fine line between a few drinks to relax or blow off steam and a potential alcohol abuse problem? Dr. Troy Madsen is an emergency room doctor at University of Utah Health. And Dr. Madsen, I hear that doctors have a series of questions that they ask patients, and it's pretty accurate at indicating if somebody has a potential alcohol use problem.
We do have a screening tool we use. You know, we all learn this in medical school, and it is something that we will then use in our practice as like a quick screen to say, does this individual potentially have an alcohol use disorder that we should look into further and ask some more questions and see, well, how much are you drinking? Do you need some help? This is a tool. It's called the CAGE questionnaire, C-A-G-E. So the first C, the C stands for cut down. Have you ever felt you need to cut down on your drinking? The A is annoyed. Have people annoyed you by criticizing your drinking? So for each of these, you get a point if you answer yes. G is for guilty, G of CAGE. Have you ever felt guilty about drinking? And E is for an eye-opener. Have you ever felt you need to drink first thing in the morning or an eye-opener to steady your nerves or get rid of a hangover? Now, if you answer yes to two of those questions, so if you have a score of two or higher, it has a 93% sensitivity for identifying excessive drinking and a 91% sensitivity for identifying alcoholism. That means, you know, it's a pretty good tool for potentially identifying individuals who may be needing some help. And again, just answering yes to two of the four CAGE questions.
When you say like over 90% accuracy that that person may have a drinking problem, this is research supported.
It is. Multiple studies. This CAGE questionnaire has been around for many, many years, decades. They've got studies going back into the 80s on this. So it's something that's been studied over many, many years, many, many people. If you're answering yes to two or more of these, let's say, you know, you've had people tell you you really should cut down. And let's say you just, you know, people are critical of you, you get annoyed by it. If you've got two of those four, that's potentially a sign that, you know, maybe you need some help. Maybe you do have an alcohol use disorder.
What if it just, you just have one? I mean, is that supported by the research? Does that necessarily mean anything?
So that's considered a negative screen. So if you just had one, let's say you felt guilty about your drinking. So you got the one point there, but you didn't answer yes to any of those others. It's like, well, no one's ever told me I should cut down. I've never really felt annoyed. I don't really need an eye opener in the morning to, you know, take care of a hangover. So if you just get the one, technically that doesn't get you a point. Obviously, there's a whole lot of other variables that play into this, like who are you hanging out with? If you're hanging out with people who are drinking a lot, they're probably not criticizing your drinking and you're probably not getting annoyed by it. So, you know, it's one of those tools where it's not a perfect tool. The advantage of this tool is just something quick that we can do as healthcare providers. It's a quick screen. You know, just talking through those questions took us maybe 30 seconds. And if you're getting a score of two or higher, it's like, it doesn't mean you have an alcohol use disorder. It just means, hey, let's do some additional screening to see if that's potentially an issue.
It's pretty amazing how accurate the CAGE questionnaire is. But I mean, is that where doctors stop, or are there some additional questions that a doctor might ask, or is there an additional resource that a patient could go to on their own to find out a little bit more information?
There's something called the audit questionnaire, AUDIT, and you just search for that. You can find it online. But that goes through in more detail about getting into exactly how many drinks you have per week, how many you have at once, you know, getting into the whole binge drinking thing. And some of those CAGE questions, it kind of goes through some of those again as part of it, but it's a 10 question questionnaire. And that really then breaks things down by a score to say, are you medium risk? Are you high risk? Are you at a point where addiction is likely? So it's an additional questionnaire. We don't need to go through all the questions on it, but I think that can be helpful as the next step to potentially see, is there an issue that I should get some help for, or where are things right now?
And if somebody's taken the test and they're thinking, wow, maybe I should look at getting some help, or I would like to get some help, what would the next step be? Because that seems like it could be kind of intimidating.
If you're looking for inpatient treatment where you need inpatient detoxification and you need medically assisted treatment to be able to just reduce your drinking or cut off from drinking, it's something you can talk to your doctor about. I think regardless, I'd talk to your doctor, but they can help set those things up for you. There are many community resources available for that as well. You know, and some people, it's just the sort of thing where they just reach a point and they just say, I need help and I need it now and I need to make this happen and I don't have time to wait on that. We see those individuals in the ER on a regular basis. You can come in, we can talk to you about options. In some cases, we admit people to the hospital for this if they are in withdrawal and they have severe symptoms. I'd say I admit people for this. You know, it's a weekly thing for me where I'm admitting patients for this. So with any substance use disorder, I think the important thing is just reaching out for the help. And I think that's the hardest part, is taking that initial step. But if you can reach out to family and say, hey, I've got an issue, I need help, I think it's a huge thing just to be able to do that. And then you take it from there and you'll get the help you need as long as you just keep pushing forward.
Have a question about a medical procedure? Want to learn more about a health condition? With over 2,000 interviews with our physicians and specialists, there's a pretty good chance you'll find what you want to know. Check it out at thescoperadio.com.